Blog Talk Radio.
Did you? This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Blog Talk Radio.
The heaviest thing John Jameson carried to Dublin was his family motto, Sine Metu, without fear. It was quite a load for one man to shoulder. In 1780, it took a bit of courage to open a distillery, plus a healthy supply of barley. Only a man who knows fear can truly be brave. Luckily for us, that man also made whiskey.
I'm so glad you're here.
And luckily for John Jameson, Dublin wasn't going to let him do it alone. Our family motto, Sine Metu, means without fear. Welcome to the family.
Thank you. welcome to my world. This is a product of Damon Network. This is the Honeybee Files, and I'm your host, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting disc jockey, the one himself, Olansky. We are, of course, calling and broadcasting and everywhere around the world out of Lagos, Nigeria tonight, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is just press that one to join the conversation tonight, and it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, of course, this is how we do our spotlight. We bring our wonderful person, a talent company. They come on and do their thing. Now we let them do their spotlight, so all calls be held after our wonderful spotlight. And tonight I bring on a person that is outstandingly fantastic. She is also an alternative radio host and broadcaster out of Epiphany Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and she's a dynamic spoken word vocalist. Her name is La Perla Negra. How you doing tonight, young lady?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, you know, it's all about you tonight, and I want you to feel comfortable. It's like a living room feeling. And you're the third ever spoken word artist to come on to the Honeybee Files. Of course, you know what I mean. You know, I put on that Superman, that's how I am. You know, that's how I feel about my music, and that's the theme song. And, of course, tonight we want people to know who you are. And, you know, really introduce yourself to the world here, definitely ONE Dynasty and the rest of the international world that's listening to you right now, the countless of people. And, you know, just let them know who you are and also talk about Epiphany Radio, what you do over there. And then we'll go to our first track and then your first testament tonight. The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. My pen name is La Perla Negra, but you can find me on Facebook. My name is Danielle Cheney. I've been writing poetry since I was a kid, but I really didn't find my voice until I came to Epiphany. I'm a mother of three, pretty much a homebody. Music and poetry are pretty much my life. I crochet. I make baby clothes and pretty much anything for a living. And that is not just for that. That is something that I have a passion for doing.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. I'm a widow of 6 years after 23 years of marriage. And I pretty much
Sorry
keep
about
to
that.
Myself. Thank you.
Yes, and indeed. That's you know, pretty much definitely it. My condolences.
Big story over me.
You know what, though? I'm going to tell you what's big about you is your tremendous talent in what you do, and I've heard you. And that's why you're here, because I tell people, come on the Honeybee Files with your Hall of Famer, you got to be good. This girl is more than good. And I'm telling you, she's a woman of outstanding wealth of spirituality through her spoken word. We're going to go to our first outstanding track right now, and of course we are, you know, the soundtrack of our lives tonight is with Dave Hollister, Chicago, Illinois, y'all, and after that will be our first testament, and I will be able to present it to all of you guys out there. Hey, Dave, what you got to say about what a man should do?
Good fellas, all-star, check me. Now, first of all, let me say that I've been through it all. Simply means that I've seen it all, and in between, girl, I've done it all. Ooh yeah, and you can bet that I know firsthand the regret and the pain you feel when love is left behind. Although nothing hurts as much as the pain that comes from knowing the one you love, the one you give your very heart and soul to trust.
the great Dave Hauser, y'all. And, of course, you know, right here, tell a friend, all the folks that's listening, tell someone that knows someone to call in to hear this young lady, man. She's bad, okay? You know, 516-453-9133. Okay, just press 1 to join the conversation after our spotlight. And it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And now the first testament of this young lady, La Perla Negra. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The art is the child born of the artist. Have you ever made love to a poet? His words trace the silhouettes of my thoughts pouring out every time he speaks. I taste each syllable as they navigate my rounded hips, massaging my thighs and caressing my curves, opening me, prompting inhalations, whisper, longing, as fingers orchestrate an exhaled symphony of moans and ecstasy rides the air. He writes his poems inside me until my soul ends up on his lips. And that's their piece.
Wow. You know, short but sweet right there. I love it. You know, I mean, you're trying to start that tone tonight. My Perla, I see what you're doing. And see, you're acting up, okay? And, of course, all the folks out there that's listening tonight, you know, this young lady is going to bless you with five more testaments of her spirit and spoken word. We go back to, of course, the man, the myth, the legend, you know what I mean, former singer of Blackstreet, you know what I mean, part of that group, as well as, you know, our dynamic neo-soul and R&B superstar vocalist, Mr. Dave Hollister. It's for you.
Whoa, whoa.
This is for whoa,
whoa, whoa.
I know what you're doing,
whoa,
my baby. You stay right there.
Whoa, whoa.
This song is for you. Well, see, in my life I had many ups and downs. Not only that, I've had some standstills and turnarounds. But through it all, nothing said. Why you still stay?
Why you still stay?
Many times I came home from hanging out too late, but in the morning hot breakfast was still on my plate. And through it all, no matter what I do, I still thank you. This song is for
the times I made you mad, times I left you sad, things I shouldn't do, things I
this song is for the
times I didn't spend with you and my kids, let work get in the way.
So I'm singing
this song is for you.
Oh yeah.
Thank you to let you know I appreciate you.
This song
is for you.
516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation after Spotlight. It's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tell a friend and tell their friend and tell your mama, too, that this young lady is here for you. And now, the second testament from my Perla Negra. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this beautiful colors. Why do they always take our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down? Colors of all, the new ones that we create, they target those most of all, bringing tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by trying to keep us from seeing our sons come up. And their fear is the paintbrush for their canvas of hate. Red, red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly envy green. They think it's a great, standing back and marveling at the massacres they make for centuries. They've tried to change us, tried to rid the world of us. It's all failed. Well, I'm here to tell you, things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction. Rightfully so. So, be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. And see, I know you can feel the defeat filling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change, to believe it too. And we are now starting to taste victory in your tears too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. We are rising up. We know what we have to do. And that's that piece.
You know, it's funny because, you know, it's coincided with my soundtrack and you didn't even know it. The next title of the song we're going to play from Dave Hollister is We're Going to Make It. And he talked about love, but it starts at home. Man, let's get it in, Dave.
Baby, I'll love you for the rest of my life.
And now the third testament from La Perla Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Exorcism of judgment and exposed confessions. Don't judge me because my heart is open. You don't know how heavy a price I've paid for my cup of love to offer. The weight of its measure my heart holds, or the deep, passionate, unspoken colors of love, or the most desired truth that lies deep inside, the untainted. If you really look, you can see the traces of my broken from every season of every stumble, every fall, and almost every tear. They are my building blocks, my stepping stones to the plateau of love I've become. Don't judge me because my heart is open. You don't know how heavy a price I've paid for my cup of love to offer. All the lonely nights after abandoned days because of a faith in unkept promises and broken words and constantly, inconsiderably being taken from, left with a nothing in return, until all that remains is time. My ineptness kept me constantly, led me to engage in a battle of the heart, teach me the most valuable lesson, that love doesn't hurt. Love never hurts you. Unappreciative, selfish greed does. That is what tears love apart. That is what damages love. Love in itself is perfect and limitless and eternal and absolute. It is the darkness that resides within the imperfection that sends love away. So don't judge me because my heart is open. You don't know how heavy a price I've paid for my cup of love.
Outstanding. It is a love, a spoken word that I have, and I'm so privileged to have you with us tonight. 516-453-9133. What we're going to do is press 1 after our spotlight to join the conversation. Brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Of course, you know, government name, she brought that up, you know, on Facebook, Danielle Cheney. But, of course, she is the Black Pearl, y'all. La Perla Negra. And, of course, you go back to Dave. And it's funny to how this thing is coincide. Perla, you didn't know that this soundtrack is coinciding with what you're saying. You know why? Because it's
no,
okay.
I didn't.
Like I'm feeling you, go ahead and tell me what you wanna do.
It's okay.
and now the fourth testament from our wonderful spotlight tonight, Miss La Perla Negra. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this Black Love, Heaven Sent question. How bad do you want to be in Black Love? Well, I want so bad to smell the smell only our body chemistry emits. That brown skin mixture is heaven's magic. The love language through our eyes, because we just know without speaking that nothing need be said. I want my evermore to be my forevermore, forever. Yes, holding hands in the rain and nights of just kissing all night. I learn what you teach as we each we, because we're all that be in this. This Black love and how we understand the important, imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in Black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in a far southern sky. It's intriguing and attractive, and we all know it's heaven sent. Black love is family, my children, his children, our children, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity, allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, essentially, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally. That's how bad I want to be in Black love. And that's that piece.
21 snaps in all the community, and you know it's poetic. That's her. And now back to Dave. And he says, there's no one else right here on ONE.
To pass the time away, can't wait to get home to see your pretty face. I thought about a thousand things. Sometimes I catch myself wondering, is it really real or is it just a dream? I was never thought I'd be the kind of man to ever settle down. Girl, it's more than just physical. I go as far to say it's spiritual. It's the kind of love that I'll
and now the Fifth Testament. Brought to you by La Perla Negra. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This one is a slight dedication to Beloved Above and how he's brought me through some things. And I call this Imagine That. Those who know my story ask, how can someone with so much pain and heartache inside still love so hard like they've never been hurt? Stay so positive after so much negativity? How do you find your smile in all of that? I just say, I allow myself to heal because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. So know that when I cry for your pain, not mine, because I understand it. I want to sit and talk to you about a love without limits, limitless. The word itself means without end. Now, I know this kind of love. But for those of you who don't, just try to imagine always being loved. I mean just being covered in it all the time. No matter what, you have this love. And it's so good. So yes, I'm going to brag about it. Because to have a love without limits also means that his boundaries, nothing blocks it. So there isn't a thing that can keep it from getting through. Imagine that. But wait, it ain't over. Oh, y'all thought that was it. Nah, there's more. Guess what? He protects me too. And his protection is fathomless. That means it's so deep that you can't understand it. It's immeasurable. And I fail him every day. I know I do. So I know I'm always on his mind, but he still loves me. Now imagine that. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about his goodness. Because I am thankful and grateful for him granting me more blessings than I can hold. Imagine that. That's that peace.
Well, first of all, what more can we say about this young lady? And then second of all, we're going to play the last track. And I know she's enjoying it. This is Dave Hollister. And it's funny she said what she said because he talked about my everything. Hey, Dave, give us that shy type of feeling.
Yeah, I want to tell y'all about my baby. You know what? I got me a real woman. My everything, my love, my life, my wife. Ain't nobody replace her.
I got me a woman. There ain't no doubt in my mind. She's the one I need.
I got me a lady.
No matter what it is, she's always for me.
I got me a woman.
The type of girl that has
right.
Never let me down.
I got me a queen.
No matter the time, she's always around.
She's been right there
for me
when time
got around.
final session of the night from the wonderful La Perla Negra. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this lovemaking. Lovemaking is so much more than just the physical aspect of it. As simple as a gentle brush of hands as you pass each other, or watching them sleep and how their breath moves the sheet with each exhale, the fall of their hair as they turn, snuggle into you, or hearing them smile through the phone just because it's you, and the mere thought of them still giving you butterflies in anticipation of seeing them, that lasting laugh you shared that still makes you laugh when you think about it. Holding hands on that long walk while catching those once in a while special stares of adoration and admiration, drawing you into gentle kisses and kisses and kisses. That music you shared while reciting exchanged poetry or watching your favorite movie together and loving it still like you're seeing it for the first time, every time. Love making is making love to the body, soul, and mind. So see, in my relationships, I make love all day, every day, all the time. And that's that piece.
Outstanding testimony tonight by our wonderful young lady. You can find her on Facebook as Danielle Chaney, as well as, which we know her as, La Perla Negra. And now, you guys, the lines are open tonight. You heard some outstanding beauty tonight through her voice, which is outstanding. We're going to take our first caller. Now, listen, when you press 1, that means you want to talk, okay? And if you're not available, we'll go to the next caller. Caller number 1, you're on the line right now with the Honeybee Files with your boy, Oladski on the Wheels of Steel.
Yes, this is Ambassador Wadet Mentu Hotep L. I am definitely enjoying all of the content, the music and the poetry as well. It is very creative, you know, and it's wonderful. I like it. I've been enjoying myself tonight.
Wow. My Perla, how you feel about Ambassador L calling tonight to our wonderful network?
Oh, I'm so lifted tonight by just the opportunity to be on here and spit my pieces and be heard. And thank you so much for the compliment. This is a lot for me because I'm new to this. I still consider myself a novice, pretty much. But I'm loving it. So thank you very much.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Also, yeah.
Great. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ambassador. Continue.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that, you know, you are very welcome, you know, and if you would like to also connect with others of the same profession that you have, as far as with literature and also with crocheting and other type of forms of art, you can be able to reach me at, as far as my Facebook, under Wadet, Wadjet, and then Mentu Hotep L, to be able to connect you with others, you know, so more of a collective effort to, you know, spread the creative energy and also to develop more networks abroad.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador L. Yeah, I'll give you the information later on, La Perla. But definitely, our brother Ambassador L is a world ambassador and, you know, straightway to Nigeria. And he's also outstanding A&M type person, agriculture and mechanical, a outstanding engineer. So we want to thank Ambassador Wadet L calling in tonight for this wonderful Honeybee Files. The next caller, being so patient, you're online right now with me, Honeybee Oladski, and La Perla Negra, right here on the Dynasty. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Miss VIP, and I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah.
I am
Tiffany Radio.
Congratulating my diva on her future, and it's so far. It's a phenomenal show. I love it.
Oh,
thank you so much. This is my diva. This is my co-host for the Love Zone. Oh, thank you so much for supporting me, calling me.
Oh, yes.
Y'all try to make me cry. Thank you.
Listen, we're going to do this right now, right straight in front, how, you know, great businesses network together. Why don't you tell the Oni Dynasty, you know, when your show is on and when, you know, of course, you know, people can actually support you guys.
Diva, you want to be honest?
Okay. Yeah, sure, I can do that. We're on Epiphany, the For Real Network Entertainment. We're on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday night, and it features us, and we go through a variety of topics. We can go a little, you know, left, and the other times we're okay, but we have a lot of fun,
right,
and it's a really great show. And, you know, we invite everyone to tune in.
Well, of course, you know, I love what author Larry Maddux does on a constant basis over there, and he's a wonderful person. And he allows you guys to just feel and breathe broadcasting, similar to what we do here at Orange Dynasty. So I want to thank you so much for just, you know, taking the time out of your night to support your teammate right here at Oni Dynasty. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diva.
All right. We'll keep these callers coming in. You know, anybody want to talk to Danielle, you know what I mean, making sure we get it playing, please, you know, press 1 to talk, you know, join the conversation, talk to her. Next caller on the line right now is a person that I love very much, just like I love Ambassador L. This young lady is the most tenured host in Oni Dynasty, and she is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020 and host of Informational Guru. Also, I want to let everybody know that YJET Mental Host of L does host a show called A&M University, so I'll put that out there. But Antonia Batts, are you there to talk to our wonderful, wonderful guest tonight?
Yes, I am, and I have to admit, they have the most soothing voices, and to know that people still believe in love and all that goes on out here that, you know, seem to be counterproductive to what we like that believe is the fate of the world. I tell you, they just turn around and reinstall my faith in what love is about, and I really wanted to say thank you very much, and to my wonderful producer, of course.
Thank you so
you
much.
Appreciate
you. Better believe it. Wait before I go there. Now, this young lady here is there with me. Hold on, Antonia. I got to let La Perla Negra know what's going on here. This young lady has been with me through the thick and thin, seen people come and go, and still been steadfast. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful. Her name is Antonia Batts. Don't forget that name.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And yes, I do believe in love because, you know, beloved above is love, and he's in all of us, okay? He gives us light and hope for everything that's going on. And, you know, we go through so much, especially this past year we've been tested, you know, and you got to keep your faith in him and understand. And people are saying that they give up on love, that means that they giving up on their faith in beloved above, and
yes,
I just can't do that. He's not going to let me do that, okay?
All right, I hear you, LaPerla. I hear you. You know what I mean? Thank you so much to Antonia Batts calling in. We got some other callers coming into this wonderful, you know, situation. And this young man here, and for all the folks that don't know, is a standard bearer, a champion. The 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast and enshrinee for the Hall of Fame, and it's wonderful for him. The master sound therapist and master sound healer and the architect of the universe, Mr. Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm divinely blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much. Very special honored guest for coming on and blessing O&E Dynasty tonight, blessing our supportive audience. And yes, indeed, I am. My tribal name, Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man, Haru. I am the third generation and descended from the land of Nuba. I want to also say, out of all the things that you shared tonight, when you spoke about black love, reminded me so much one of my lost pages that I wrote many, many lifetimes ago. And it's very short but sweet and to the point. It says that we was here before a so-called beginning, and we will be here during the ending. And when it stops, we'll be here when it starts all over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. I really do. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
You're very welcome.
That's him.
That's the type of love,
that's him, y'all.
That made us. And thank you so much. You can't see me. And there's, you know, I take a lot of different pictures and images change, whatever. But one of them is very signature is when you picture me taking a bow towards, and that's the highest honor I can offer, or we used to do when we had that divine love for ourselves and each other. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, you can't see me, but picture me in your mind. I'm definitely taking a bow towards you to show my highest regard and appreciation for what you do. And looking forward to hearing even more, okay?
Yes, indeed. Sure. You know, listen, it's on Blog Talk Radio. You're going to do is go to Epiphany. You know what I mean? And they do a great job over there in that network. Thank you so much, Hall of Famer. And we go to the next caller, ain't you? Caller, you're right here on the Dynasty. And, of course, the Honeybee filed by, you know, your boy Olandscape. What's up?
What it be? What it do, Olandage? What it do? This is your boy, for real. Baby, baby.
Oh, man. Hey.
Hey,
what's
man.
Up, for real?
Hey.
Oh, thank you so much, love. Oh, I'm so blessed. Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming through. Goodness. I don't know what to do
much
myself
love.
Right now.
Much love.
Oh,
much
man.
Love. Hey, enjoying
oh,
the program.
You, baby.
Yeah, sis. Hey, congratulations on being featured over here. You know what I'm saying? When
you're
featured over here, hey, you're heard all around. You know what I'm saying? What a blessing.
Well, first of all, I can't go there without acknowledging this guy. Okay, first of all, this guy has been, you know, just a person of integrity, been through a lot, and that's between me and him, and,
yes, sir.
You know, prayers. And what Epiphany Radio does, Epiphany Radio, you know, gives poets a voice that is unheard of to those who are not spiritually inclined. They do an outstanding job every single night. And as CEOs, you know, Brother Maddox, you know, we have to come together and be together. You know, we have to touch
right.
people and change people. That's our
Amen.
Motto, to be able to
Amen.
Just be there for all. And, you know, we always say here at Oni Dynasty, we know that we're the beacon of light to shine throughout the world. And I'm the type of person where I will not give a person accolade when they don't deserve it. Please, guys, whatever you do, support Epiphany Radio, what they do over there. And, you know, that's what love does. You know, especially as black CEOs, which I see in the business that we don't do, we must support each other.
Right.
Because guess what? When one grows, the other grows. And that's love, and that's what it's supposed to be. So I honor the Chief Executive Officer of the Epiphany Radio, Mr. Larry Maddox, tonight.
Amen, man. Thank you, man. And don't sell yourself short, man. What you do and what you guys do over here, man, touches people worldwide, man. Your voice is heard. And you also give voice to those that are unheard. So I appreciate what you do, and I love you for your love and support throughout the years, man. Not only for radio business, but some personal things, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you, man, and thank you for doing for my sister what you're doing for her tonight, along with everybody else you've touched.
Not only that, though, man, you know, she's an artist and a alternative radio broadcaster at your network, and it's all about building, you know what I'm saying, and all about respect, and that's what it's all about, man. Not only is she multi-talented, but she's part of what you do over there in the network, and we want to make sure that we all bridge the gulf, you know, and be wonderful together. And trust me, you know, this Blog Talk Radio Network, man, trust me, these days, how they things go, we all need to be together. So I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, man. Y'all know what I mean out there. You know what you did 2 weeks ago to me? No, I got the Muhammad Ali face in my fist up right now. You can't see it, but, I want to thank the brother, Larry Maddox, for coming on this program tonight. He is absolutely wonderful, and he's a great, great mentor to you, and you need to listen to him and everything he tells you over there on that network. Understand me?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I'm gonna stop arguing with him.
Listen, that's all right. I ain't going there. Anyway, I want to thank all the folks tonight that have joined us with this wonderful testament. 6 testaments. And you will know who the next person in the world that will be interviewed in a month's time. And when I deem it necessary for you guys to know, you'll know at that time. So, of course, I want to thank all the folks out there that supported us tonight. La Perla Negra, of course, of Epiphany Radio. And Ms. VIP, thank you for calling in, supporting your sister. And thank,
of course, you know, the wonderful 1st of April of 2021 was that BevNet Classic tonight with my girl, La Perla Negra, also known as Danielle Cheney. And we're so proud of our archives, you know, being able to be bestowed upon international world listeners. The hearing ear is the hearing ear. Now, I'm going to take some callers, you know, after this. But, of course, you know, I got to get onto the wheels of steel. And, of course, you know, we go to the battle, you know what I mean, Busy B, going back to, you know what I mean, the Bronx Wild Style. That's how I do. And after this, we'll take some callers. Yep.
Yeah, man, you got them nice Zara hole cars running. Quiet. But I know the deal. You're doing this incredible Wild Style stuff. That's why I was, like, so happy to see you do that piece outside, man.
No, I didn't do that, man. That's crazy, man. That ain't my drawing, man.
Writing your style, man, and they coming out here making money like trying to hustle me, man. Scooby-Doo.
Friends, you make noise. Say, hey! Everybody from the Boogie Down Bronx, say to me, say, I am. If you was born in New York City, let me say, you know that. Somebody, anybody, help me scream. I rock New York City all years around. My name is known all over the town. The people here love the way I run my game. They can't wait to see me make the hell of a name. Is my name, and that's a fact. And you can't beat that with a stick or a bat. Now I walk around and slide as me. In the empty world, there's no better than me. Man, I'm madder than bold, bolder than bad. The best MC life ever had. When I came to Earth by the meteorite, they didn't wanna give me a try. But they heard my voice could make your dance. So they finally, baby dog, gave me a chance. Then I rocked the house so viciously. All the girls is talking about bitch and me. Look at this sound, stop that messing around. Because I'm busy being your town.
I said being an MC just wasn't my choice. But I soon found out I had to go this voice. I was too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Because MC stand for mic control. When it came to that, I was one of the best. I could ride the north, south, the east, and west. I'm like Mickey Mouse and the son of Sam. When it shocked the house, don't give a damn.
Well, I was walking through the jungle with a stick in my hand. I'm a bad young brother from the ranch crew land. Look in the tree, who do I see? People trying to creep with me. So I done the freak and I done my best. Then all of a sudden I had to grab my chest. I rock the ladies, I rock the seas. Everybody know the chief rockin' Busy Bees. They dance and don't stop. They rock to the rhythm, to my body rock, rock.
Hey sucker nigga, whoever you are, you didn't buy my mink and you didn't buy my car. You take lots of heed to these words I say. Got cheaper echoes and it ain't giving none away. It's like that y'all, and you don't stop. You keep on, keep the brand new
song. And there's a place where the ranch boys go.
Yeah.
Get a little cheaper and get gusto. But in order to you, come in our spot. You got your own 3 girls in a mansion and a yacht. You gotta come inside and keep a shot. You got the bet cash ring to keep the game alive. Then stay on your feet from 9 to 5. Because the boys of the ranch don't take no guy.
When you hear me jump, you can bet your last time. Everything I say will be in a rock. Every rhyme I say will be a delight. Cause I'll rock and shock anybody on lock. I rock the seat, I rock the house. The whole 7 at least, I turn it out. Y'all, I got the qualifications to rock the bass. No limitations to my finesse. Got the modifications to alter race.
I won't bite a rhyme and I won't imitate another MC when it's running down rhymes. Cause after time it's just running down mine. But that's alright because I know someday I put it in check, you take a dress for weight. Cause my name is known from land to land. I'm a super fly guy with a mic in my hand. My name is known from sea to sea. When I'm on the mic, I call smart history. I'm a mystical, magical man on the mic. When I run down a rock, it will be that light. Cause I'm a mean machine, a master plan. See what I mean with this
down my own.
Cause I'm an inspiration all over the nation. Young ladies in the day, I'm a disco sensation. Yes, yes, y'all, you don't stop.
Don't stop.
Give it everything you got. Yeah. Say ho!
Busy B at the Latin Quarter, 1984. Right there for you and you and you, and especially you. Yeah, Honey Bee old ass, you on the wheels of steel, and that's how it is. We'll take our first caller, you know, live right now with this wonderful classic. Caller number one, you're on the mic with your boy Honey Bee old ass.
Hello, hello, hello. How y'all doing
tonight?
Hey, hey. It's your girl Alicia
Levine. Now listen.
Hey, 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 my
lady,
name is Eric King, and we are reporting to you all live from Philadelphia, city of brotherly
listen
love.
Here. Listen here. Levon is a class of 2017 broadcaster, extraordinaire, alternatively, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. How you doing, Alicia?
Thank you, thank you. I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to talk to you, to speak to you, and to listen to all this beautiful spoken word and to hear everybody's beautiful voices. I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about tonight's show.
I love it. I love it. Now, of course, my man King, talk to us tonight, man, and the spoken word, you know, methodology that you will bring to the one and only Beverly Nation. The mic is yours.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are in the universe today. First off, I would like to ask a simple question that we are all familiar with. What does it mean to you when they say the revolution will not be televised? Since everyone can't answer me, I like to assume that I know the answer, or the average median of the people that will say the revolution will not be televised because it won't be on TV. It won't be on any news stations. So I have a new philosophy, a new theory of what I believe it means when they say the revolution will not be televised. The revolution won't be televised because it's actually a revolution. It's actually a revolt against the fear, the racism, the prejudices, the hatred stimulating from our own hearts. Understand? So in order for us to be a great society, a great people, to contribute beyond ourselves in this society of today, then I believe that a revolution against our own hearts, against the hatred, the prejudices, the discrimination that's in our own hearts towards others, it has to be fought. And that cannot be televised, my friends. There's no way to televise a revolution that's going on against self and heart. Or to be more specific, self and self-heart. Not your heart and my heart. When it's a war against one man and another man, or a woman and a man, it can be televised on the news. It can be broadcast in the book. It can be shown throughout the entire universe. But a revolution that's going on against the own prejudices, the own racism, the own hatred, and our own hearts cannot be televised, but it can be projected according to how the revolution is going against our own hearts. Are we winning the revolution against our own hearts?
I believe so.
You hear me? In order to win the revolution against our own hearts, we got to begin the revolution within our own hearts. The revolution that won't be televised because it's in our own hearts. It's against our own hearts. We've been taught hatred. Mm-hmm. We've been taught not to like a certain race. We've been taught not to love a family member. We've been taught to be prejudiced towards a person because of the color of their skin. And then I'm simply stating that to revolt against those type of negativity stimulating from our heart, we have to first identify it. And once we identify it, we can say we no longer want to be like this. So therefore, when we pass, for example, hypothetical, if I walk through And my whole life I was told white people isn't anything. White people is S-H-I, so, right? So now I'm that person hypothetically. And now I'm beginning to revolt against that prejudice in my own heart now. So now I'm telling myself, hey, it's some people that's actually pretty great, that's pretty good. All white people aren't the same. You understand? So now when I'm passing that white person, I say, hey, how you doing? Have a great day. That white person might just walk past and not say anything. Am I going to allow that to allow me to be angry when I came to it with positivity? This is how you tell if a person is winning the revolution against the prejudice in their own heart. Because if you can walk past a person and you can say hello and they not speak to you and you still keep it positivity, then you're winning. And if we all can get on that same page, the revolt against the fear, the racism, the prejudices, the hatred in our own hearts, if we can all get on that same page collectively, I believe that we'll be a great race, a great society that will meet that sixth human need to contribute beyond ourselves. And that's all I want to say.
I believe so. Well, thank you so much.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, this man, Eric King, you heard what he said. We love him the more. And, of course, I'm going to say it worldwide because at least you're going to get me. I don't care. If I open for her when she comes back to this wonderful network, Alicia, get your life right and get back to WBNN.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming home, family.
You ready?
I'm coming home, family. Yes, yes, I am coming home. It's official. It's been officially said tonight, 10:43. I'm coming home.
All right, you heard what she said. And, of course, all the other folks that want to press live right now, you know what I mean, you can, you know, get involved with this one and only Beverly Nation. And the Honeybee Files by me, your boy Olasky. Now, of course, Alicia and Eric, stand by because we got, you know, hey, Alicia, you know how they are, right? I always want to try to test your boy Olasky. Hey, do you know old school hip hop? You know what I mean? Can you play this track for me? Now, Alicia, listen here. This young lady, her name is Brenda from Chicago, Illinois, and she wants me to play Spoonie G. Now, Alicia, you know how I get down. Eric, you might not know me, but however, I'm going to get down on the get down right now. Hey, Eric. Hey, Alicia.
Yes,
will you allow me to get down with Spoonie G?
Let's down with the get down.
Get down, baby.
Let's get it.
Now you call my house and you say come over. Mother and your father are gone and you're alone with Rovia dog. But now you're frightened. You said if I come, you'd give me something. So don't start playing around cause I'm serious. Girl, what did you call me for cause I'm curious? And did you call me just to look in my face? Now I know I ain't come just to take up space. Because the night is right and the stars are bright. So come on, so sister, why would you be right? Just take it off. I mean everything. Hurry up, pretty mama told that we can swing. Now I don't smoke and I don't get high. But if I say I don't, well, that'll be a lie, because I do every chance I get, but if I don't, I won't form a little threat. I'm no fool, I got plenty of sense, say I'll just be cool and just have patience. When you make up your mind, please let me know, and when you give me the green, that's when I'll go. So please, pretty mama, don't hesitate, and entice, be nice, and cooperate. Now you tried the rest, now I tried the best, and when the time comes, girl, don't you fess, just take it off, and I mean it all, because I'm big time. I ain't small. Now undo your hair, untie your shoelace. And after you finish, I want you to face me. Now baby, don't get scared, cause I'm not like the other guy, so don't compare me. Tender love and care is all I give. And if possible, girl, well I would like to live with you. And if I do, it ain't everybody's business. The secretly it's just how we got into this. Take it off, cause I'm ready to rock. Like a master house, baby, get to the last drop. I'm cruising down the street in my SL. When I meet this girl who was built very well. Her face was beautiful, body was fine. How did I know, cause I was cruising behind her. Looked at my car, looked at me. Then she asked me my name, I told the girl Spoonie G. But I didn't want to outplay my hand. So I talked so fast she could understand me. She was definitely the move, but only said sweet things that pursued her. Opened up the door, and she got in, and automatically my mind just turned to sin. I told her, take it off! Take it off! Now I met this girl at an amusement park. She
minutes ago, and it was after dark. But you can guess, fellas, that was on my mind. Let's go under the boardwalk and have a good time, baby. Instead, the girl asked me my sign, and I said why, and she said never mind. Cause when the time comes and it's you I'm thinking of, your sign will make a difference only how you make love to me. You make it feel so good as a man. Ooh, baby, you're sweet as cotton candy. If I could predict the rest of my life, I'd be a millionaire and you'd be my wife. So let's take a ride through the tunnel of love, because you know what I'm thinking of. Come on, baby, just take it off.
Know me, huh? On them 808s, man. You know what I'm saying? Take it off. Uni G, how you feel about that?
Run that back for me.
I said, on them 808s, man, how you feel about me, man? The girl Brenda tried to try me on here on these stations. So Brenda to go to sleep.
Oh, you have. Oh, yeah. See, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brenda. No disrespect, but you're going to have to go to sleep on that one. He know his stuff. He know his stuff, hands down. No question.
Now, listen, as I got Alicia on here, you know what I mean? Of course, the vibe that is Beverly Nation. I'm going to take the next caller, and I'm going to keep Alicia on here. And, caller, you're live right now. How you feel? Your honeybee.
Yo, am I live?
Live and direct right here, man. Lagos, Nigeria. How you feel?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I was jamming to the music, man. It took me back, man. It sounded good. It sounded real good.
Hey, man, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Man, my name is Just Jay. I'm calling from Arkansas, bro. I'm a poet.
Oh, wow.
I had heard that this was a poet in venue, so I didn't know what the deal was. So I'm sorry. I'm kind of like lost. I got vertigo.
It's all right. It's all right. Listen, man, we'll let you speak your piece, man. You know what I'm saying? Right here. You know what I mean? On this wonderful Honeybee Files. My name is Dr. O. You know what I mean? Better known as Honeybee Olasky. And, of course, hey, listen, man, the mic is yours.
I appreciate you, bro. All right. My poetry doesn't pander. It doesn't beg, and at times it loves to deliver the bad news. But today, I will pander. I will pander to the wants of the people. And the name of this piece is A Penny for My Thoughts. A penny for my thoughts. No obligation. I'll just keep emoting until the scale reads 1 cent. That's a decimal less than a tenth. That's 1/100 of a dollar not spent. If you could see me, a poet spit being worth 1 cent, then let this poem be your weight as I splay out your debt. You don't have to move a muscle, but at least be considerate and consider it a poor man's investment. Listen, if it allows you to view yourself from the outside clear to the inside, you don't have to think of an excuse to stay your hand. Do not burden yourself to expend your energy and endeavor to save face, but allow me to expend my breath until you have self-identified with swaths of this life, and you can cherry-pick from my entirety the tenderest and the most juiciest parts until you at least understand that nagging thing about me is you. And because of this poem, you have become wiser. Do not forfeit a penny for one word until it served you more than anything else in a great while. Make these lazy words earn their keep, because the audience of your person is duly appreciated and very much so necessary for me to earn that is deep in the recess of your pocket. Allow my self-deprecation to fuel your laughter, your snickers be your healing, the healing a body that is breathing its soul needs in order to be whole. For it is wine and laughter that cheer nobles and elites. But before you leave that seat, leave one penny. Poem.
Woo-wee! Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, class of 2017, Alicia LaVon, did you hear this man tonight? Did you hear what he said? Upon just only outstanding Beverly Nation.
Some talent over here. Definitely
appreciate
talented.
Y'all. Wow.
Thank Definitely
you.
Talented.
Arkansas. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow night,
yes, sir.
We have a live poet, man. One of the greatest ever done it. Been doing this on internet radio, alternative, you know, broadcasting for over 14 years. His name is Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders. You got to call in tomorrow night. You got to call in tomorrow night to listen to that master and be able to support the one and only Beverly Nation. You got the number. You know how to call in, but you've been here tonight.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you, man.
Hey,
and
I appreciate
what part of Arkansas are you from?
Man, I'm from Jacksonville. It's above North Florida Rock, man. I'm also with the Small House of Poetry, man. The Small House of Poetry has been making a splash this year.
Hey, man. Hey, Alicia. You know what I mean? 17 class. You know what I mean? How you feel about this man and calling in tomorrow night for Mr. Boston? You better call in tomorrow night, too, Alicia.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to call in, check it out, listen in. I'm excited. I'm excited about that.
All right, all right. Now, of course, I'm going to let that man fall back and let Alicia LaVon fall back. And, of course, yeah, I got more hip-hop for you. This man right here is my inspiration. The reason why I got Ski, okay? Old-ass Ski, you know what I mean? How we, you know what I mean, you know, get down on them slopes. Love Buckstar Ski. Is a person that I love and respect. This is hip hop personified. The Honeybee.
Well, hello everybody. How you been? It's Starsky and I'm back again with a true story to tell you all. And if you listen to me, you're gonna have a ball. First you die with the dip, dip with the dive. Clean out your ears and you open your eyes. Cause I'm the L-O-V-E-B-U-G. Rockin' in the rhythm and the harmony. Yeah, I'm stuck with the bug. I like to be hugged. And that's why the ladies call me the love bug. On and on. At the fever, to the break of dawn. Yeah, shit, y'all, I keep going strong. At the fever, alright, where belong. Put your hand over your hip, on your back won't flip. The metal on the pedal, the heat in the beat. Cause the people in the back get not the whack whack. The people in the front, let's do the bum bum. The people on the side, hey, take a ride. The people in the middle, let me see you wiggle. All together now, on time, y'all. The ball is the love bug, and I'm guaranteed to rock till you pay your money. As a donation, you hear the best sound in the fever. A creation, yes, yes, y'all. A young lady, don't you act crazy. Homeboys, you know you got to make some noise. Say, hey, money, money, hey, money. Hip hop, the hop, the hop, hibbity, and you rock the hip, and then you rock the hop, and you make sure you make your body rock a little hip hop, the hibbity, hip, hip, hop, little hip hop, the hibbity, hop, you don't mess with the bob, 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 dang, 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 bob, 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 dang, and you need a bob, 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 she rock the bob, cause I'm guaranteed to make your body rock. The fever, they give me no fever. At the fever, let me move the fever.
The all-star love bug, Starsky. One of the people with Busy B. You know what I mean? Busy B, Ski. All the people out there in New York that really influenced me to do this thing, hip-hop, DJing. You know, back in the day, I did graffiti and all that. That's what it's all about. And, you know, Alicia LaVon, that's, you know, the essence of what I do all the time on the Wheels of Steel. You know, how you feel about that, young lady? Young lady, class of 2017.
You already know how I feel. Oh, come on, man. It's fire. It's the best. Okay, hands down. You know what to do. You my favorite DJ of all time.
And you know that, and you don't stop. And, of course, this young lady comes back to the one and only Beverly Nation, and she'll be back for you at this time slot next month. That's right, November, getting ready for the Oney Honors. And, of course, I got some things to say. You know, Alicia, we have a young lady who has in Excelsior been great this year. And, of course, her name is Tiana Speaks, the 2023. How about that, you know, Alicia? Linear new host of the year at WBNN. How you feel about that, you know what I mean, with a young lady who has been doing great and also a bilingual host and does two shows in this network? And she is amazing. You know, talk about Tiana Speaks and what she's doing and being the rookie of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that is amazing. I mean, speaking from, that perspective myself with that Latina background and having a show where, I did a little bit of Latin music myself, back in the day, it feels good to know that, young people are up and coming and, she's doing this. So, I'm excited to tune into her too and jump back in the family and check everybody out and participate, congratulations on that. That's awesome. It's a beautiful
thing.
Yes,
indeed. And she's amazing. And, of course, all the people out there that don't understand what Tiana does on a constant basis, she's loving, and she really don't like a lot of accolades. That's not her thing, but, numbers never lie. And she's performed so graciously this year, and I'm so proud of her and what she's done on a constant basis. And she's just wonderful. She's just amazing. And, of course, we're going to play that soundtrack from her show, have final thoughts from you, Alicia, and we're going to go home. Now, Alicia, are you ready to be inspired by the great Angel Canales?
Oh, Angel Canales. Yes, let me hear it. Let's go. Mi gente.
Yo nací en Puerto Rico. Que sí que somos de Puerto Rico.
make history right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Alicia Levine for our bring on the 2023 WBNN Lenny New Host of the Year. What does it say right now to her theme song, to Yo Nasty Parlamante, which means we were born to love you.
Listen, it was amazing. It was beautiful. Always an excellent choice. You know, as we come, you know, close to the end of today's radio show, I just want to let you know that you've been doing an excellent job. I appreciate everybody who called in with the spoken word. It was amazing. It was a great show today. You know, and I'm looking forward to hearing what else you got coming on.
Listen, the 2023 WBNN Lenny New Host of the Year, officially for the first time in international spoke. Miss Tiana speaks.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for the kind words that you guys shared. And so I wanted to listen to the show, enjoy the music. And I just really wanted to call and say I really appreciate all the kind words that you said tonight. And thank you so much to both of you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Alicia, you class of 2017. This young lady, class of 2023. What do you have to say to her? You know, she's been here and she's been so supportive of our network, you know, the historic story, Beverly Nation. What do you have to say to her about this opportunity?
Just, you know, keep going. Don't stop. It's going to be a great journey. Enjoy the ride. You know, just keep going. You know, keep your head to the sky. Don't stop. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. I plan on it. And I'm grateful to WBNN and my wonderful WBNN family. I don't think my life will be the same without them. I love all of them. You know, all the support that they give me. It's just like it's a family that I never knew I was going to have. And I greatly appreciate everybody. And thank you. Thank you, Dr. L. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. You heard officially from... Wow, the 2023 Lenny New Host of the Year. And, of course, Alicia, you've been around a little bit. You know, Owen the Honors is the 7th of December on that Hollow Tuesday, right? And, you know, of course, Clever One will be, you know, presenting her, you know, the award this year. And we've got some real, real outstanding surprises. And we're going to do our thing. Before I go into Ngozi time, you know, tonight is all about Danielle Chaney, La Perla Negra, and our interview with her way back when in 2021, Alicia Levine. And, you know, you heard a lot of her artistry and her motivation. Before I go into Ngozi time, talk about what you heard tonight and what motivated you, King coming on and doing his piece.
You know, what inspired me tonight were, you know, some of the different types of, you know, poems and spoken words that were said. I love the fact that I love the diversity that came, you know, through tonight. You know, the culture really spoke tonight, and I really appreciated that, the knowledge that, you know, we all gained, you know, and the growth that I felt from, you know, each person's, you know, poem or spoken word, you know. And Eric King, I just want to say thank you so much for blessing us with the revolution. It definitely opened up another perspective on my thought about that saying, the revolution will be televised. You definitely taught me something tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to you.
Listen, before we do that, you know, of course, we have our fifth reigning commissioner. You know her well. This young lady is phenomenal in the annals of history of WBNN. Not only is she a Lenny New Host of the Year like Tiana, class of 2021, but last year she had the audacity to win the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, the overall host of the year, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. Chinchilla, talk to us for 2 minutes real quickly before my Ngozi time with Alicia Levine, the class of 2017, to our network, Doctor. All right, Doc. You there, Doc? Because I know it's always a situation with Doc. But, you know, Doc, you there? Okay. At least you're there. Hopefully I haven't lost everybody. But anyway, we're going to get on to this, you know, right on with the right on. And to my Ngozi time right now, let's go to the, okay, let's see, the 2021, you know, wonderful person, Jerry Petito, has said some wonderful things. And, of course, now we get a chance to talk to the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee. And, of course, lifetime achiever to the same academy in 2022. Huni Bakato. Here he is right
now. How you doing tonight? How you doing?
Hey man, how you doing tonight, man? We got Alicia LaVon on here.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? Who's about to come back to our network, Alicia? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you
loud
and clear, baby.
Now listen, you got the legend, the man, the myth, Huni Bakato. Magic Man Haru himself, the lifetime achiever, who loves you so much. Huni Bakato, talk to Alicia LaVon tonight and your epitome of this outstanding archive of Daniel Chaney, La Perla Negra.
Hey, first of all, you are a living legend. I mean, wow, your tone of voice and the things in which you offered the attentive listening audience, I can't wait for you to do that again, and thank you so much for blessing our great company tonight, okay?
Listen, deepest gratitude and appreciation for you, brother. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hey, we need it. We need it now. We need more of that.
How you feel about this show tonight, brother?
Hey, look. Hey, do me a favor. Hey, I need something hot and steamy. Coming up the 19th of this month, okay, we're going to speak about sexual energy. I don't know if you're ready for that or not.
It's coming.
All right,
now,
sounds
course,
good.
Of
love
course,
your Hall of Fame
course,
four times.
Listen, you know, I got the soundtrack ready, loaded for you. And you're going to love what we're going to do here at O&E Dynasty. Of course, the one and only Bevy Nation. To you, honorable lifetime achiever for the International Radio Hall of Fame. I love you, Huni, and ain't nothing you can do about it, and I know you wouldn't want to. I know.
Yeah, we'd want to.
All right. And, of course, we'll try to bring back on our fifth, you know, reigning commissioner right now real quick, because, you know, Ngozi time is getting real there. You got 2 minutes, commissioner.
Okay. Can you hear me this time?
Loud and clear. You're talking to Alicia LaVon, class of 2017.
Amen. Yes, I am so happy to hear you tonight, Alicia. Everybody, this is Dr. Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice, WBNN Commissioner. And, you know, it was wonderful hearing you tonight, Alicia. And what a show. I didn't get to hear the whole show. Because, of course, I just came back from Harrisburg and all that.
Right.
And listen, it was a great day today for Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day up there in the Capitol. And I enjoyed what I heard tonight. And Tiana, congratulations on being 2023 Linear New Host of the Year. I'm so proud of you. And, wow, the music, I love the music tonight and what I heard from the host.
Yes.
And it was wonderful hearing the archive tonight.
Listen, Commissioner, I love you. What you do on a constant basis, you know what I mean, extending your lineage of, you know, doing the right thing when no one's watching. And we love you as, of course, an alternative broadcaster, you know, tied all time in the O&E Hall of Champions. I'm so proud of you. And now
thank
I got
you.
To announce with you and Alicia LaVon on before I go into and go to
okay.
Time. All right, Alicia, are you there?
Yes. Let me just say thank you, Dr. Chinchilla, for those words of encouragement and for your support you know, for our incredible team. You know, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for saying that. Those words of encouragement, I appreciate that. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Go.
And remember now, this slot right here, a month from today, Alicia LaVon will be back with On the Dynasty. How about that, Dr. J?
Yes. And I was going to listen, I was going to say, you know, welcome back while I was there, you know, it was good to hear her tonight. Yep, so now I can officially say welcome, welcome, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Now, I got some news for all of you tonight. This is my fifth consecutive all-time connection record. Ready for this, guys? This is my 55th all-time connection record at WBNN with the Honeybee Files.
Okay.
I love everybody. And in our archive, the first archive, you know what I mean, you know, in a long time that garnered that record. Hey, Hooney Bakatoon, you know, hey, Hooney, you know, I you know, even your boy, the good doctor could get an archive and a championship like you. Oh, my God, I'm growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, Dr. O, one thing I want to say, listen, guess who showed up today at the Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day event and the Exoneration Compensation Press Conference? Tanner Wade Downing.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
He was there, and he's there.
Thank God. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, that is a Gallatin ghost, y'all. Tanner Wade Downing is the Gallatin ghost to tell you being that. Now, listen, as we get our wonderful commissioner, you know, fall back in ice, you know, Chinchilla, I love her and all she does on a constant basis. Alicia LaVon, thank you so much for being part of this show. Because you never know how time has been changed, right? And things have never happened, Stan. You calling in tonight, I really appreciate you. So, of course, this next, you know, soundtrack is dedicated to all hip-hop lovers. Are you ready for the next soundtrack, Miss LaVon? Ryan Ghosty time?
You already know. Give it to me.
Let's go to the AV, y'all. The A's AV.
Cause it got hot, but not on that block. The cops are watching, baiting and plotting, setting you up for when they're raiding the block. And when they come, everybody got to go. But not too mo, cause they all know the knot I got is way over there knot. But I ain't working, so that's why they're not after me, they're after you. Cause I'm just chillin' on the avenue. But we can do this the right way. You get money and respect. Live large and correct. Then come back driving through the neighborhood. When you look good, we all look good. It's all for one and one for all. It's got to be a better way to get the money, y'all.
Alicia, I wish they stopped playing with me, man, when it comes out of that old school hip hop. Understand, fall back, don't give me no requests, I'm going to blow your mind and send you home to your grandma. Alicia, any last thoughts of tonight? You know what I mean? Class of 2017.
Like I said, you know, they're going to recognize one day, you know, if it ain't today, it's going to be tomorrow, you know, so don't worry about that. You know, and as we begin to close our show out, I just, you know, once again, want to just thank everybody for coming on. Thank you for doing what you do. I appreciate you for everything that you did, you know, for me and giving me another opportunity to come back and, you know, speak my mind on my show, you know, so I appreciate you for that. Thank you for allowing my wonderful guest with the spoken word to come on and then, you know, do his thing and enlighten us in that way. And I look forward to it. And, you know, that's it. That's it. That's all. And then go the time, baby.
You know what, though? She's starting to mess, y'all. And, of course, yeah, she'll be back on at this slot in November. So get used to it. And, of course, the wonderful and outstanding, you know, Alicia LaVon. And, of course, hey, Alicia, let's see how good you are. Remember the name of your show?
All in One.
There you go.
Because I'm all in
all
one,
in
baby.
One. That's it. Alicia LaVon, y'all. Of course, you know, fellow Castasarian. Love her very much. And she'll be on. And, of course, we love all of our legacy tonight, right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Now, tomorrow night, as I already talked to Eric King, you know, and, of course, the wonderful person that called in from Arkansas, tomorrow night we have a legend, a outstanding performer of spoken word. This man has went through the trenches all time. His name is Jeffrey Mr. Boston Sanders. The name of the show is the Boston Chronicles, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. I'm so excited. This man's been through so much, and he will be here for you, you, and especially you. 9:30 Eastern Daylight on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, WBNN has advertised into Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole Day Later Ngozi with myandgmail.com. I am your mother and father's paid producer, Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And, of course, you know how we do. We got to always, you know, play a track at the end. But I'm so proud of this show. Thank you for my championship tonight. Man, I don't know. I come on as a host and I always win. I don't know. I'm a host. You know what I mean? You know, step up. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know, back to the battle. Bye.
Yeah, man, you got them nice Zorro cars running.
Cry.
God knows, damn. You're doing this incredible wildfire stuff. That's why I was, like, so happy to see you do that piece outside, man.
I didn't do that, man.
What?
That's crazy, man. That ain't my drawing, man.
Writing your style, man, and they coming out here making money like trying to hustle me, man? Scooby-Doo.
Friends, shoot, make noise, say hey! Everybody from the Boogie Down Bronx, say to me, say, I am. If you was born in New York City, let me say, you know that. Somebody, anybody, help me scream. I rock New York City all years around. My name is known all over the town. The people here love the way I run my game. They can't wait to see me make the hell of a name. Mr. B is my name, and that's a fact. And you can't beat that with a stick or a bat. Now I walk around and slide in me. In the empty world, there's no better than me. Man, I'm better than bold, I'm older than bad. The best MC life ever had. When I came to Earth by the meteorite, they didn't wanna give me a try. But they heard my voice could make your dance. So they finally, baby dog, gave me a chance. Then I rocked the house so viciously. All the girls is talking about the bitch that be to this down. Stop that messing around because I'm busy being in your town.
I said being an MC just wasn't my choice. But I soon found out I had to go this voice. I was too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Because MC stands for my control. When it came to that, I was one of the best. I got rock the north, south, the east, and west. I'm like Mickey Mouse and the son of Sam. When I shock the house, don't give a damn.